Okay, the cadets out on the circuit for BA Motorsports, the cadets final. It's Russell Mayo and Josh Sargent on the front row. Well, they're all like Brown's cows as they come up towards the start-finish line. So they won't get a start that time. And we'll have them head around for another formation lap. Russell Mayo in the 17 starts on the pole in that full throttle race engines cart. Josh Sargent in the Tegra cart starts out of position number 2 in the 74 cart. Then it's the 15 of Lachlan Lawson. The 14 of Taylor Hazard. The 83 is Christoph Wischkis. Then it's the 55 of Bailey Hazard. The 26 of Hunter Ross. Tilly Dunbar in the 85 and Mac O'Neill, who was the fastest qualifier. He starts from position 9, tail end of the field in the Dubbo tyres and batteries entry. So a big job for Mac O'Neill to try and make up here as Mayo and Sargent on the front row. Now, again, the formation just breaking up here as they're coming up towards the yellow line. The final for BA Motorsports in the cadets is underway, and Sargent this time trying to make the move around the outside, just tried to turn in on Mayo that time. Mayo had nothing off it, he didn't button off, and he just stayed in the side pod of the Sargent Tegra number 74 cart. So Mayo leads the way. Sargent holds on to second, but he runs off the circuit down there in turn number 3, coming through the hairpin. He hangs on for the moment. Hazard sits back there in third. Taylor Hazard. Bailey Hazard has got a run going now, trying to withstand the 81 card of Mac O'Neill, who's already on the inside now of Bailey Hazard and takes the spot. So Mac O'Neill up to fourth position. Race order at the end of lap number 1 is as follows. Russell Mayo leads the way from Josh Sargent. Then it's Taylor Hazard. Mac O'Neill from 9th to 4th on lap number 1. An impressive performance there. Then it's back to Lachlan Lawson, Bailey Hazard, Hunter Ross, Christoph Wischkis and Tilly Dunbar rounds out the running order. So Sargent closing back in on Mayo now. They have Taylor Hazard in third place, but Mac O'Neill in the 81. That cart is on a charge. The 15, Lachlan Lawson trying to stay with O'Neill. But the 17 of Russell Mayo leads the run at the moment. Lawson doing a good job staying on the back of O'Neill. O'Neill kicking away now through the chicane and into turn number 2. Mayo with 0.6 of a second advantage over Josh Sargent. Taylor Hazard sits a further 0.6 of a second back off the back bumper of Sargent. Then you get back to the O'Neill-Lawson battle, which heads through Windmill now, the double right-handers and onto the A1 towing straight. BA Motorsport, proud sponsors of the cadets this weekend. And we thank the entire BA Motorsport team for their sponsorship of the South Pacific titles. As up the inside, new race leader, oh, around goes. Is that the Mayo cart? No, it's the Sargent cart. So Sargent just made the move on Russell Mayo. They had contact again. Second time those two carts have come together. And this time it's Sargent that goes around and loses a bunch of track position. So that will bring Taylor Hazard up to second place. Third place now, Mac O'Neill with Lachlan Lawson right on his back bumper. Where did Sargent gather things up? He's back behind Lachlan Lawson in fifth position. So it is the South Pacific titles, Yamaha proudly sponsoring this weekend's event, and we have seen them running for the sheep stations here already in the first heat, in the first final of the afternoon, of the morning still, with the cadets, brought to you by BA Motorsport. It's Mayo, Hazard, then O'Neill, Lawson, Sargent, Bailey, Hazard, Ross, Wishkiss and Dunbar, the running order, as Mayo out to a 1.8 second advantage at the front of the field. So Hazard back there in second position. That's Taylor Hazard, with Mac O'Neill starting to pull away from Lachlan Lawson now. Josh Sargent with some work to do. He's 2.3 seconds back off the 15 card of Lawson. So things settling down here in the middle stages of the Cadets Final. One third of the race completed. Five laps in the book now of 15. And the leader is still the 17 card of Russell Mayo. Now back further in the field, Tilly Dunbar has made the pass on Christoph Wishkiss. So Tilly Dunbar now up to 8th position. And they're running at about a 54 second lap at the moment. The leaders are running at a 46 second lap. In fact, Russell Mayo has just set the fastest lap of the race, a 46.931. So that is a very quick lap indeed. The next lap is Mac O'Neill, a 47.102, as he tries to close in on the back of Taylor Hazard. He took about a second out of that gap in the last couple of laps. So, leader starting to come up on some back markers now. Going down the pit straight is this Dunbar Wishkiss battle, and the blue flags are being waved as the leader is approaching in on them. Battle for second starting to hot up as O'Neill is now down to 0.3 of a second behind Taylor Hazard. So into the hairpin this time, and Taylor Hazard has got Mac O'Neill ranging up on the outside as they come through the kink towards Windmill, and Mac O'Neill is up to second place. So from ninth to second, does O'Neill at 8 laps remaining have enough time now to close in on the race leader, who is coming up through the back markers? Russell Mayo through the traffic, no real problems for him. A 5.4 second lead. Now the second place battle gets somewhat halted for the moment whilst they work their way past Wishkiss and Dunbar. This does allow Lawson and Sargent to close up, but they still have to get past the back markers. So it was 5.4 seconds last time by. Lawson gets through cleanly. Now Sargent also gets a good run, so that'll help with those drivers trying to close in the gap. Sargent's going to get caught on Dunbar here. Yes, just gets balked slightly coming onto the start-finish straight. So your race order, Russell Mayo 6 seconds clear now, 6.6 seconds clear of Mac O'Neill. Taylor Hazard third, then Lawson, Sargent, Bailey Hazard, Hunter Ross and Dunbar and Wishkiss are lapped down on the leaders. So we look now as the 17 cart of Russell Mayo heads up the start-finish straight. He's closing in on the back of Hunter Ross, the 26 cart, running in 7th position. So Hunter Ross, the next cart to go a lap down to our leader, Russell Mayo, who's opened that gap further still. Hunter Ross, Russell Mayo, a 46.601, the last lap, as we've now completed two-thirds race distance. 10 laps down. Mac O'Neill, 7.6 seconds behind the leader. As the leader comes up onto the back of Hunter Ross. Blue flags wave there as Ross in the 26 about to go a lap down. Second place, Mac O'Neill has got a 1.7 second advantage over Taylor Hazard. Josh Sargent completes the pass on Lachlan Lawson for fourth. So Sargent fighting back here after that contact in the early part of the race. Mayo leads by 8 seconds as Mayo comes down and across the start finish straight. Mayo's last lap of 47.19 had some traffic to deal with that time. The gap between first and second is out to 8.115 seconds as Sargent is closing in on Taylor Hazard. Hazard in the 14 cart. Josh Sargent in the 74. I think Sargent would be stoked if he can wind up with a podium finish today. Race leader is still the 17 of Russell Mayo. Now Mayo coming up onto the back of the 55. That's Bailey Hazard. So the blue flag out to allow the leader to get a clean run here. And Hazard makes the pass on the 55 card. Now more traffic. Mac O'Neill has the 26 he has to deal with now, as Hunter Ross will have the leaders bearing down on him. Sargent has completed the pass on Hazard. So Sargent up into third. Now the back marker of Ross has just balked the second place runner here in Mac O'Neill. Mac O'Neill still unable to get past Hunter Ross. So that is bringing Sargent and Hazard into that battle. Yeah, blue flags out again as Hunter Ross has got Sargent closing in on him, but Mac O'Neill lost a lot of ground there. White flag is out as Russell Mayo leads the way. Mayo heads down the pit straight for the final time. Now, Mac O'Neill has a 1 second gap on Thomas Sargent. Sargent gets through Hunter Ross, but unfortunately Taylor Hazard just gets checked up. No blue flag to signal Ross to hold his line and let the faster cars through. Leader heads through onto the A1 towing. Straight for the final time. As Sargent make a big run here on Mac O'Neill. As the leader, Russell Mayo takes the checkered flag in the BA Motorsports Cadets Final here in the South Pacific titles. Second place, Mac O'Neill drives from ninth to second to finish at 9.8 seconds behind the leader. Josh Sargent back there in third. Then it's Taylor Hazard in fourth. Lachlan Lawson in fifth, the final cart on the leader's lap. Then it was Bailey Hazard, Hunter Ross, Christoph Wischkis and Tilly Dunbar rounding out the field.
Altec Air is based in Bathurst, yep, and they provide air conditioning and heating installation with service and sales of ducted refrigerated systems, ducted reverse cycle systems, split refrigeration systems, and split systems. Offering Mitsubishi Electric sales and service, you can call them on 6332-1494. Be comfortable, even in the coldest climate.
They can't.
They can.
They can't.
Look, we're not arguing again. Bircher EFI can do quotes over the phone. Why don't you ring them yourself?
Is it true that you can do over the phone quotes?
We sure can. We can also service your car without voiding the warranty.
You can't.
We can. It's done just like the dealer does it, but without the price tag. No catches, no shortcuts, just genuine, safe and reliable servicing. I'll give you a quote now or visit us at Bircher EFI, Canar Street, Orange.
Your local Orange Coates Hire branch will provide you the best equipment hire service in Orange. They've got everything covered, be it tools for a do-it-yourself job or gear up for the worksite, or specialist equipment for mining and infrastructure projects across the district.
Call in to their 41 Peasley Street site to see their entire range. They're open 5.5 days a week and proud sponsors of the Orange Kart Club.
All right, as we get set for tag, their final brought to you by Dave Dunbar Homes and Dixon Kart Sport. The tag final, Matthew Nipperis will start from the pole. Robert Gilby out of position number 2. Alex Griffiths in the 81. 10 is Cedars. The 59 is Koenig. And the 24 is Brent Dixon. So look for a start this time by. Looks like Dixon just trying to, having trouble already trying to catch the pack here. So Nipperis in the 16 car, that's the Kart Connect CRG, has dominated the racing this weekend. Gilby, Griffiths, Cedars, Koenig and Dixon is the running order. We're in good formation, hoping to get a start this time by. Nipperis gets the jump off the green and sets up there. Nipperis leading the way as Nipperis, Gilby, Griffiths, Cedars, Koenig, all nose to tail. As Nipperis now cross the start finish line as your race leader. Nipperis, Gilby. The back bumper on Gilby's cart looks a bit interesting as the number plate hanging down off the left-hand side. So I'm sure people will be looking at that, trying to work out what's going on there. Alex Griffiths sits in third position. Michael Cedars and Jack Koenig, they had a great battle in the pre-final earlier this morning. And at the moment, Koenig looks up the inside of Cedars. So Gilby across the start-finish line. Yeah, the Gilby crash bar, Gilby's crash bar, it looks different, but it isn't flapping around. It is solid on the back of that cart at the moment. So, second place, Robert Gilby. Griffiths runs in third position. Michael Cedars is in fourth. So, Griffiths is running in third. He's well clear. So, Gilby, the frustrating thing about having problems with your rear crash bar is you cannot see the problem when you get the meatball flag. You're sort of scratching your head going, why? I don't know that there's any performance problem, but of course the back crash bar must be fixed. So, it's Robert Gilby who will receive that meatball flag now. He's got the signal and will have to return to pit lane. So that moves Alex Griffiths up into third position. Cedars is back there in fourth with Koenig still on his back bumper and Brent Dixon rounds out the running order. So as the leader works his way around on the A1 towing straight once again. The gap now is a significant one between himself and Alex Griffiths. It was out to about 5 seconds on that last lap. Griffiths comes across the start finish line. And in fact, the five cart of Robert Gilby doesn't make it back to pit lane, but he certainly can see why he got the meatball flag. So as Nipperis continues to lead in the Kart Connect CRG entry, the North Shore Kart Club member, who's based out of Canberra, comes across the start-finish line. Nipperis leads the way. Griffiths back there in second, now 7.3 seconds back. Cedars has got Koenig covered for the moment, as Cedars heads down into turn number three. Now Griffiths looked very slow going into the hairpin that time. He gets out of the corner all right, so it just looked like Cedars and Koenig had caught him significantly. We'll check on the gap. Cedars was 1.4 seconds behind Griffiths last time by the start finish line, as the leader is well down towards turn two when Griffiths comes across the start finish line. Cedars, no, it's still 1.4 seconds, so that gap didn't close up appreciably. Both carts, Griffiths and Cedars, doing 40.7 second laps on that last lap. Nose to tail though, Cedars in the 10 card and the 59 of Jack Koenig. Well, Koenig in through the left-handers. And Cedars holding off the 59 card from Dubbo of Jack Koenig. Koenig has got enough pace to stay with Cedars, but just doesn't seem to have enough pace to make a move. As they head through turn two, still nose to tail. The gap between second and third, it was still 1.3 seconds, so only a tenth of a second the difference between those two carts. As we're over half race distance now, eight laps completed, and Matthew Nipperis is well out in front. Griffiths back there in second position now. He looks like he's lost more ground. Alex Griffiths, last lap, a 40.9, so he has lost another tenth of a second to the battle for third in Cedars and Koenig. So Griffiths, fastest lap of 40.5. For Cedars and Koenig, both their fastest laps of 40.68 and a 40.64 respectively. Nipperis, he has done a best lap of a 39.4. His eighth lap was a 39.5, and his ninth lap is a 39.6. So, as significant a lead as he has, doesn't have to push things now. As Alex Griffiths back with a 40.8 second lap. Now, Cedars and Koenig were doing 40.9, so that gap extends out to 1.4 seconds once again. Under heavy braking, Koenig closes up onto the back of the number 10. So Koenig now the closest he's been, and Koenig trying to make a move. Oh, they touch Cedars, and Koenig goes around. So Cedars shaking his head there. Koenig got a good run out of the short shoot. They were side by side going through the kink towards Windmill, and the two carts, well, they had contact there, and Koenig is now still in fourth place, but 4.3 seconds down the road from Cedars, who is right on his back bumper. So as the leader clicks off lap number 10, another 39.6 second lap for Matthew Nipperis. Nipperis in the 16 cart will be at the Canberra Cup next weekend at the Canberra Kartway. So getting some good miles here in at Orange, as he's coming up onto the back now of the 24 of Brent Dixon. So Brent Dixon in the 24, that's at twin Yamaha J cart, coming under some pressure from the 16 of Matthew Nipperis, who's about to put him a lap down before the end of this race, you would imagine. So the 16 of Nipperis leading Alex Griffiths in his Cosmic Kart by 16.35 seconds. Cedars is a further 4 seconds back, and Koenig now is 4.2 seconds behind the kart number 10. Dixon with a white flag waving for the leader, so he might end up staying on the leader's lap here as Nipperis heads down. Well, the blue flags are waving for Dixon now, so he knows the leader's approaching him. He slows into turn number 3. Nipperis is going to make the pass. As, well, the blue flags are out. Nipperis, I think, is trying to stay behind him. But Dixon will see the blue flags and knows that he has to move over. Well, he didn't give him a clear line there, so Nipperis will... No, Nipperis buttons off. He had plenty of room there. So Matthew Nipperis takes the victory here in Tag Restricted, brought to you by Dave Dunbar Holmes and Dixon Kart Sports. Alex Griffiths will come home in second position in the 81 kart. Griffiths back there in second. Then it's third, Michael Cedars. Koenig is in fourth, and Brent Dixon will round out the running order in fifth place. So Robert Gilby, unfortunately, having problems with his back crash bar and even unable to get back to the pits once that was reported.
Coles Orange on the corner of Bing Street. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Part of 741 stores nationally, they stock all your favourite brands along with the quality of their own Coles private label. For all your grocery needs, call into Coles today.
For 40 years, DPE Kart Technology has specialised in the design, manufacture and distribution of karts and kart products. From the renowned Arrow range of karts, Monaco karts and over 50 well-respected karting brands from all around the globe. The Arrow Kart is the most successful kart in the country, and now you can drive the latest X3. Get on track with Arrow's incredible ready-to-race packages. These amazing value packages include a new Arrow chassis with a choice of either a Rotax 125 Max engine or the IAME X30. Both some of the most user-friendly high-performance 125cc water-cooled racing engines available. Packages also include tyres and other accessories to get you on the track. You can see the entire range of DPE Kart Technology products at their new website, www.dpekarttechnology.com. Dave Dunbar Homes is a family business which has been instantly recognisable for quality, service and value. They appreciate that for most, building a home is a dream, and they would love to have the opportunity to help make that a reality for you. Whether you are after a unique plan or have your own ideas in place, they are only too happy to meet with you and discuss what suits your exact needs. Dave Dunbar Homes are not only friendly and approachable, but are committed from the initial consultation through to completion. You can call Dave Dunbar Homes on 0418-454-260. Dave Dunbar Holmes, proud sponsors of the Orange Kart Club.
About to go racing here in the final for Senior National over 40. Selwood gets the jump over David Dunbar. In fact, it looks like Wayne Ogilvie is up there into second position already as Dunbar looks to the inside into turn number 2. Ogilvie runs in second as Selwood leads the way here in the 46 kart. They work their way single file up the short chute towards the kink heading towards Windmill. And it is Selwood who leads Ogilvie. Dunbar back there in third position. Then it's back to the 80 of Ricky Noyan. Cozzy is the next one through in the 88 kart. Further back then to Mark Dunbar in the 56, who's got Doran behind him in the 71. Further back still to the 45 of Caddy, who's got the 82, the 62 of Robert Dixon and Clint Gross behind him. So we want to have Junior National Light on the dummy grid. Clubman Heavy on the grid. Senior National Pro to the rear of the grid. Lap number one, Selwood. And leads the way by 0.1 of a second over Ogilvy, who's under plenty of pressure from David Dunbar in that 81 car. As the Senior National over 40 is brought to you by Steve Ingwersen Painting and Decorating. Steve Ingwersen, oh, contact there as we have two carts regaining track position or getting back onto the track. Ricky Noyan and also the 71 of Lawrence Doran. Ricky Noyan in the 18 cart. Lawrence Doran coming together or getting involved in some sort of shenanigans coming out of turn number 9. Leader is still Terry Selwood in that 46 cart as he heads through the kink and into turns 8 and 9. Ogilvy not letting him get away at all. And Dunbar sits back there in the 81, looking for an opportunity to make a move. Further back then to Cozzy, who's all by himself in fourth position. Mark Dunbar, Peter Caddy, then back to Robert Dixon, Clint Gross, Ricky Noyan, and Lawrence Doran round out the running order. So as Selwood leads the way, Dunbar still looking for an opportunity to get past Ogilvy. Ogilvy at the moment just running a good line, not providing any openings for Dunbar to capitalise upon. As the race leader, Terry Selwood, continues on at the front of the field. Selwood from Ogilvy. And Dunbar. The three carts within 0.4 of a second of each other. Ogilvy closing in on the back of Selwood through the right-hander at the hairpin. But then Selwood gets away. So the old adage, fast in, slow out, seems to be accurate when you look at the hairpin between Selwood and Ogilvy. Dunbar, what can he do? In the 81 card, he's looking for a chance to make a pass. Ogilvy, the closest he's been to Selwood in a number of laps. That gap between first and third down to 0.3 of a second now. As the leaders head through into turn two. Now here's Dunbar looking to try and make a crossover, heading to turn three. Not close enough to do so. Through the hairpin now. And Dunbar gets a good run on Ogilvy. Ogilvy knows it. Ogilvy and Dunbar side by side heading into Windmill, and Dunbar makes the pass. So race leader Selwood kicks away now as Dunbar moves himself up to second position. Third position is Ogilvy. Gary Cozzi back there in fourth with Mark Dunbar in fifth. Peter Caddy holding off the Robert Dixon cart. Then a gap back to Noyan, who's working his way back through the field. Gross in the 13, and Lawrence Doran round out the running order. So Dixon looking to make a move that time on Caddy, going into turn number 2. Couldn't pull it off, but reels him once again in going into the hairpin. Selwood now with a 0.6 of a second advantage over David Dunbar. Selwood leading the way. Dunbar now getting away from Ogilvy. So Dunbar and Selwood seem to have hit another gear as they're both picked up 0.3 of a second on Ogilvy on that last lap. So Selwood and Dunbar, a 45.48 for Selwood, a 45.5, a 0.45 for Dunbar. As Dixon now again trying to make the move on Caddy. Through the kink this time. Caddy has the line into Windmill. Will Dixon be able to make a move up the two left-handers? No, he can't. And Caddy in the 45 cart maintains sixth position. Dunbar closes in on Selwood now. Selwood 3/10 of a second slower than the second place runner in David Dunbar. So Selwood leading the way in car 46. Dunbar back there in the 81 car running in second. Then nose to tail going into turn three. Selwood gets off turn three better than Dunbar that time. Dixon again. Oh, looked like he locked a brake going into the hairpin. As his ride on the back bumper of the 45 of Peter Caddy. So, only two battles on the circuit as they come across the line. Nine laps completed now. It's Selwood and Dunbar at the front of the field. Selwood kicking away slightly from Dunbar down the pit straight. Caddy and Dixon, and that battle seems to have the heat taken out of it as well. Dunbar closing back in through turn three. They come through the kink now, head towards Windmill. The double right-handers, Selwood very good through that section of track, along the A1 towing straight towards the kink. Into turns 9 and 10, 8 and 9, as they complete lap number 10. Selwood, so far this weekend, sat on the pole in qualifying. He won heats 1, 2 and 3, and now out in front of the final here, brought to you by Steve Ingwersen, Painting and Decorating in Bathurst. We thank Steve Ingwersen, Painting and Decorating, for their support of the South Pacific titles, as we do all the great sponsors, and hope when you're making a purchasing choice for parts and service, for products and service, you consider the people who support karting in your local area, as that will certainly help them make the decision to continue that support on into the future. So with 11 laps completed, Selwood and Dunbar nose to tail once again. That gap last time by was 0.1 of a second. So Wayne Ogilvie now being left in third place. Cozzy in fourth. Dixon hasn't been able to match the pace of Peter Caddy, so he's starting to fall back there. As the leaders nose to tail with lap 12 in the books. Now Dunbar thinks about making a move down the pit straight. They go into the chicane side by side, and that is heavy contact. Terry Selwood into the tyre wall. You can see how much he's shifted the tyres down there coming out of the chicane. Dave Dunbar will lead as Selwood is into the tyre barrier. So Dunbar leading the way from Ogilvie. Ogilvie in second, Cozzy in third, Mark Dunbar in fourth. Then Caddy in fifth now. Dixon is being caught by Ricky Noyan. So Noyan now trying to make the move up the front straight on the 62 of Robert Dixon. So as the laps, lap 14 about to be completed, the leader heads along the A1 towing straight. It is David Dunbar, Wayne Ogilvie back there in second position. White flag is out. David Dunbar has over a 3 second advantage. Noyan makes the pass on Robert Dixon. So Nguyen working his way back after an off early in the race. He's back up to sixth position now. But David Dunbar leading the way down to turn number three for the final time. It's coming up onto the back of Clint Gross in the 13 cart. Gross, who battled early with Doran, but has not been able to match that speed. Checkered flag at the ready. And it is Dave Dunbar who takes the victory here in the Steve Ingwersen Painting and Decorating Senior National Over 40s Final. Wayne Ogilvy comes home in second. Gary Cozzi in third. Dunbar in fourth. Caddy in fifth. Nguyen in sixth. Then it's Dixon. Doran and Gross will round out the running order. So Senior National Over 40s in the book. Junior National Light is up next. Clubman Heavy should be on the dummy grid. Senior National Pro should be at the dummy grid. And Junior Clubman should be at the rear of the grid.
The South Pacific titles are proudly brought to you by Yamaha. Yamaha Kart Engines have introduced a generation of Australian drivers to the joy of kart racing and propelled some of Australia's greatest champions through the formative stages of their careers and onto greater success. Yamaha power plants have a reputation for reliability and affordability that other manufacturers dream of emulating due to their tough construction, ease of tuning and maintenance, and economical teardown intervals. Yamaha, proud sponsors of the Orange Kart Club. Dunlop Kart Sport is a proud sponsor of the Orange Kart Club. Dunlop's kart tyre range include over 60 different tyre sizes, compounds and constructions, covering all facets of the sport, from hard compound SL tyres through to 5-inch CIK and 6-inch Supercart slick and wet tyres. Check out the range at www.dunlopkartsport.com.au.
Horsemen provide a total waste management solution service, whether it be septic or grease trap waste removal, septic tank cleaning. They offer a full range of services in the Orange region. You can call Horsemen's Septic, Grease Trap and Waste Removals on 0418 278 600. That's 0418 278 600. Proud sponsors of the Orange Kart Club. Horsemen, Septic and Grease Trap Waste Removals.
Jack's Tyres Orange offers a variety of mechanical services such as brakes and suspension, as well as supplying and fitting the world's leading tyre brands, including Bridgestone, Continental, Dunlop, Goodyear, Michelin and Pirelli, and a wide range of top-line alloy and steel wheels. The store on Peasley Street provides the right tyres for your vehicle and services all those living in the Central West. Jack's Tyres Orange, proud sponsors of the Orange Kart Club.
We head out onto the circuit now is the Junior National Light, brought to you by Alltech Air in Bathurst. Alltech Air, for all your air conditioning needs. Clubman Heavy should be on the grid, Senior National Pro on the grid. Junior Clubman to the rear of the grid. Rookies, need to get yourself ready. So we won't have a start this time by. Luke Wrigley in the 64 will start from the pole. The 3 is Kyle Bonser. Anthony Wishkiss in the 83. Lewis Hodgson in the 30. Jack Winter in the 55. Harrison Inwood in the 43. The 7 is Tyler Everingham. The 35, Kerry Alexander. The 4 is Charlie Dunbar. 53, Jesse Attard. The 42 is Michael Kane. Connor Lavelli in the 5, Nicholas Toole in the 74, and Kyle Reynolds, well, has to start out of 14 again here in the final. The Alltech Air Junior National Light Final. We thank Alltech Air for their support. So, Luke Wrigley in the 64 will bring them around. Bonser from the North Shore Kart Club in that Actel Security sponsored entry. Wishkiss is in the karting world. Kart number 83, the Tony Kart. Now watch for the 7, Tyler Everingham. He had troubles in the pre-final. He comes out of position 7 on the inside of the 4th row. Wait for the acceleration here, and they're racing. Further back in the pack, it stacks on the mill. Everingham gets put back behind at hard now, as it was Everingham who just lifted slightly going into turn number 1, and that put the pack through as they work single file into the hairpin for the first time. It's Wrigley and Bonser. Bonser with the advantage in cart number 3. Wrigley back there in 2nd. So Bonser in that arrow cart leading the way. Bonser, the race leader, across the start finish line. Wrigley back there in 2nd. Then it's Hodgson. Cart out in the dirt. That's Wishkiss in the 83 cart. So Wishkiss will have Winter in the 55. So the 55 call just going out on the radio there could be in a bit of trouble. Harrison Inwood in the 43. Everingham went back a couple of spots off the start as Alexander and Attard were able to get past the 7. So the black and white diagonal for the 55. So that's Winter, who will have to come and see the stewards at the end of this final. The leader heads down through the chicane. Bonser, Wrigley, Hodgson, Winter, Inwood, Alexander, Attard, Wishkiss really dropped back, 4 positions. Everingham's back there in 9th, not going forward as much as he would like after being the pole sitter for most of the weekend. Been caught back in the pack and just can't find a way through. As Wrigley has made the pass now and is your new race leader. Attard looks to the inside of Alexander and Attard makes the pass. Everingham trying to make the move on Wishkiss as well. As Luke Wrigley is your race leader in the Wrigley cart parts entry, the Dubbo driver out in front. A Sydney driver in 2nd, and then we have, 2 Sydney drivers, Bonser and Winter. Then you go back to Wollongong's Lewis Hodgson. Further back to Orange's Inwood, then it's the Lander Suzuki Blacktown cart of Carey Alexander, who is up ahead of Wishkiss and Everingham as they're across the start finish line now. It's Winter who makes the move up the inside of Bonser going into turn number 1. So Bonser now shuffled back to 3rd position. Bonser looked over his shoulder then just to see what it was. Make sure that they didn't lose another position. So Bonser, who had been 2nd quickest, started 2nd here in the pre-final, is now shuffled back to 3rd place. Winter in the 55. That's running in 2nd at the moment. Has got some real speed. A 44.3 for Jack Winter. Is certainly showing the speed here. A 43.955 for Jack Winter on that last lap. That's the fastest lap of... No, it's not the fastest lap. Lewis Hodgson has the fastest lap of the race. But certainly has got some speed over Luke Wrigley at the moment. So Wrigley having to defend his line here. Winter right on the back bumper of the 64 cart. Wrigley from Dubbo. Winter in the 55 closing in. We'll have to meet the stewards at the end of this race. Wrigley, Winter. Can Winter set up down the pit straight now into the chicane? They're still nose to tail. Attard trying to make the move on Alexander. Wishkiss there with Everingham right on his back bumper as well. Into the hairpin, Wrigley Still holding on to that lead. In fact, it was Winter who ran wide there, coming out of turn three, and that has cost some ground on the racetrack. So Luke Wrigley in that 64 cart leading the way from Winter back then to Bonser, who's closing in on the 55 of Winter. Hodgson still running in second. Inwood in third in the in fifth in the 43 cart. Fastest lap of the race is now Jack Winters with a 43.698. So that is the fastest lap of the race. 43.802. Luke Wrigley in his last lap, a 43.93. So as Wrigley makes his way across the start finish line, past half race distance now, Winter in second place, then it's back to Bonser, Hodgson, then Alex Inwood with Alexander and Attard still in a heavy battle. Now, I just think I saw the Everingham cart come off the circuit, so I'm not quite sure what happened there, but the seven of Tyler Everingham, I didn't see out there. As Attard and Wishkiss have made the pass on Alexander now. So Alexander drops back a few more spots. Then it's back to the five of Lavelli. Reynolds, the next cart through. Kane, Dunbar and Toole in the 74. Would be the last... Well, it's off the circuit on lap number two, so... Five laps to run next time by, and your leader has been passed now. In fact, yes, Winter has made the pass. Winter leads the way from Luke Wrigley. Bonser back there with Hodgson. In fourth place. Now Hodgson, can he make the move on Bonser for the final podium position? They head into turn number two. Bonser in a good battle with Hodgson, and it looks like Attard, Wishkiss, Alexander all in a good battle of their own. And now the move by Wishkiss on Attard. They're three wide heading towards the windmill. It looks like Wishkiss and Alexander now get past that hard. So as the leader comes across the line, 11 laps completed. It's Winter, Wrigley, Bonser, Hodgson, Inwood. Now it's Wishkiss, Alexander, Attard, Lavelle, Reynolds, Kane, Dunbar make up the running order. As race leader heads into windmill once again, Winter pulling away from Wrigley, who made a mistake coming off turn nine, got into the dirt on the ripple strip going up the start finish straight and lost a bit more ground last lap. This time holds a tighter line. Bonser now has Hodgson making a run, but Bonser position. Hodgson has got a problem in as much as Inwood is right on his back bumper once again. So Hodgson wants to make the pass on Kyle Bonser, but is mindful of the fact that it's Harrison Inwood right on his back bumper. And now Harrison Inwood is going to have a go around the outside towards the kink and into windmill. They're nose to tail. Bonser gets a cart length breathing room as Hodgson and Inwood continue their battle across the start finish line. Winter completes lap number 13. Wrigley is 0.7 of a second back. The battle is for third currently, as it is still Bonser, Hodson and Inwood. Inwood trying to make the move. They head through the hairpin once again. Looks like Bonser's got some breathing room. They head to Windmill. And it closes up. Race leaders head through the final turns and onto the start finish straight for the white flag. Winter gets a wheel into the dirt that time. Bonser in third place. With all the pressure on. The red mist will descend now as Hodgson looks up the inside and into the chicane. Following him through will be Inwood. So Bonser shuffled back to fifth position. Inwood, has he got anything now to make a move on Hodgson? They're into the hairpin. Hodgson slow out of the hairpin. Inwood has a better run. They come to the kink and head towards Windmill. And Inwood up the inside. Hodgson and Inwood side by side. Here comes Bonser. It's three wide down the A1 turning straight. And Bonser gets third place back. The leader heads to the start finish line. And Jack Winter takes the victory. Luke Wrigley comes home in second. Kyle Bonser will hold on for third. Lewis Hodgson fourth. Fifth place is Inwood. Wishkiss at the line holds off Jesse Attard. Alexander, the next car through in eighth. Then it's Lavelli who heads up the start finish straight in car number five to finish in ninth. Kyle Reynolds back there in tenth and Michael Kane in 11th. So a very interesting Junior National Light final brought to you by Alltech Air in Bathurst. For all your air conditioning needs, contact Alltech Air. We thank them for their support of the junior categories here at the Yamaha South Pacific titles. Clubman Heavy is out next. Senior National Pro should be on the grid. Junior Clubman at the rear of the grid. Also rookies should be at the rear of the grid.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and our proud sponsors of the Orange Cart Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
One Stop Kart Shop is a family-owned business based in Orange. They travel to many kart tracks around New South Wales, particularly in western New South Wales, and can supply most parts for all karts trackside. For queries, see Darren at 62 Peasley Street, Orange, next door to Batteries and Bits, or call him on 0418 620-418. Check out more details at www.onestopkartshop.com.au. For the past 29 years, Scott Camry Welding and Fabrications have been working for businesses in and around Orange, doing everything from small welding jobs to manufacturing vacuum tanks, water carts, machinery parts and more. They also have a hire service offering bobcat and trucks with a hoe, rock hammer and borer trencher. The business uses electronic CNC, lathes, mills and profile cutting for sheet metal. As well as their metalworking, they also do concreting of footings, slabs, plate rolling and sandblasting. Call them on 6361 9666 or visit their factory at 6 Leeward Drive, Orange. You name it and the team of 25 staff will almost certainly be able to do it for you.
Alright, as we get set now for Clubman Heavy. Clubman Heavy brought to you by Dave Dunbar Holmes. It's Jason Varley who'll start from the pole in kart number 10. Michael Hazelton in the 48 starts out of position number 2. Chris Feely out of position number 3. Then it's Chris Riley in the 9 out of 4. Michael Insull in the 84 out of 5. Then it's Craig Tailby in the 68. The 26 is Michael McAuliffe. The 4, Douglas Mapperson. 14, Lachlan Snyder. The 25, Nathan Beard. The 88 is George Thompson. 7, Michael Dunbar. The Matthew Rays in the 78. Stephen Breschner is in the 60. The 11, Warwick Norris. Andrew Smith in the 76. And then the 2 P-bladers. 24 is Dominic Boldy and Shane Fowler in the 53. So still Not the best lineup here for the start. We'll wait to see if they get a green light this time. Even on the outside, Hazelton got the jump straight across and in front of Bailey, so he got a cart. That's the Linsell cart, who is sideways and then gets, T-boned. I think he got hit hardest by Nathan Beard in the 25. Or was that? No, that might be the Lachlan Snyder 14 that's off the circuit as well. But certainly a melee into turn number one as Hazelton and Varley. Yellow flags are out in a number of places around the track. And more contact there. So another kart off the circuit. That's the 11 of Warwick Norris. Well, Norris had a decent day yesterday, but his Sunday has been terrible. The 7 kart of Michael Dunbar, also slow on the circuit as well. So in one lap we've seen three karts off with various issues around the circuit. So as Hazelton, Varley leading the way. Varley trying to just set up Hazelton here. Yellow flags are in. So it will be Hazelton holding on the A1 straight. Across Varley in the 10 cart. The Varley, when he backs off, still has a lot of blue smoke coming out of that tailpipe. Okay, for the cadets, the Coma Motors are ready for pickup. Ready to be picked up after their inspections. The Coma Motors are ready to be picked up after their inspections. So, move for third now as Riley up the inside of Feely. So, Riley takes the spot. Now, Feely is going to be under trouble. Douglas Mavison is closing in on him. So it'll be Riley. Feely holds off the challenge from Mapperstone as Hazelton leads this race from Jason Varley. Back then to Riley. Further back to Feely. Mapperstone. Then it's McAuliffe. The 25 cart of Nathan Beard. He was involved in that first corner shenanigans. Is getting the meatball flag now. So the meatball flag being shown that there's a mechanical problem on that cart, and he'll need to report to pit lane. Now the 25 currently running in 15th position. He's the last cart on the circuit. As Beard, well, he makes the pass now, so he's the second last card on the circuit. So the 25 didn't signal that he saw the flag, but you can only go past three times before it becomes the black flag, and it's a far more serious offence to have ignored that meatball flag three times. As the leader, Hazelton continues to lead from Varley as it's three wide down the A1, towing straight this time. As Beard trying to make the move on the 53 of Fowler. So the black flag now going out to the 25. So I think he finally saw the black flag that time, and he's starting to let the carts through. Could the driver of the 46 in senior national over 40s report to the tower? Could the driver of cart number 46 in senior national over 40s please report to the tower? As Hazelton continues to lead this race. Mapperson having a great drive. Douglas Mapperson, who has been working his way forward all weekend. His qualifying is, well, towards the back of the field. He was the about 16th fast. No, he was in fact the 14th fastest qualifier. And Mapperson now worked his way up into fourth position on the racetrack. Barley makes the pass on Hazelton for the lead. As Barley works his way into the hairpin. Hazelton just losing touch with Varley somewhat as they come through the two right-handers and onto the A1 towing. Turn number 8 now, and it's nose to tail. Now we've had two carts off in turn 8. That would be the McAuliffe and Feely carts. So we've had a race of attrition right from the get-go, with heavy contact into turn number 1, followed by now more contact into turn number 8, as the leaders work their way into turn number 8 now under the yellow flag. Varley leading the way from Hazelton. Still Riley sits in third. Mapperson in fourth. Good drive from the Newcastle driver in the energy cart, the Precision Motorsports entry. Jason Varley, the Sick FX cart, leading the way here. Cart number 10, the blue number plate signifying the state championship, which he picked up at the October long weekend this past month. And he now heads across the start finish line to complete lap number 10 as your race leader. It's Michael Hazelton that's in the Mike race. CRG sits in second position. Third place, and he's a long way behind, 12 seconds in fact behind the leaders, is Chris Riley. Mapperson's trying to close in on him, but Mapperson's a further 2.7 seconds back on Riley, who's heading through the hairpin now. So Varley across the start finish line once again. A 41.5 his last lap, a 41.6 this lap, a 41.3 is Jason Varley's best lap of the final here. The Clubman Heavy final brought to you by Dave Dunbar Homes in Bathurst. And we thank Dave Dunbar for his continuing support of the South Pacific titles and, of course, the Orange Kart Racing Club. Race for Varley and Hazelton. Varley's had the measure here. There's three laps left to run. They're coming up onto the back of George Thompson, who runs in 12th position. Thompson probably not going to get lapped in the next two or three laps, but might get lapped before the end of this race. There's a battle on ahead of him, though, between Craig Tailby and Andrew Smith, and that has been quite an interesting one. Tailby and Smith nose to tail. Smith looks like he might have been able to challenge for that spot a few laps ago, as Tailby in the 68 cart, Smith in the 76, nose to tail there. Then it's Thompson, and now you have Varley and Hazelton. Now Hazelton has closed up on Varley, so Varley in through the chicane, the blue flag starting to wave for George Thompson, the Grenfell driver, who is running back there in 12th position in the Monaco cart. Varley still working his way into the windmill. George Thompson, who's over, gives them as much room as he can coming along the A1 towing straight. They're into turn 8 and 9 now. Here's Hazelton. He's looking to set up. White flag is out. Hazelton got a good run onto the start finish straight this time. They head down the pit straight towards the chicane. They stay nose to tail as they're coming into turn two. Varley protects the line. Hazelton tried to go tighter. They've got the two carts battling ahead of them of Tailby and Smith. As the blue flag will go out for them, it's Varley holding off Hazelton, who just makes a mistake going into Windmill. He runs the ripple strip now. Somehow he gets up beside Varley into the kink, but Varley has him covered. Into turn eight now, and Hazelton tries to cross over. Move there side by side, heading up the start finish straight. There's nothing between them. The timing says Varley gets the win by 0.3 seconds, by 0.3 seconds over Michael Hazelton. Riley will come home in third position. Third position is Riley. Fourth position then goes to Mapson, who is getting closed in on by Matthew Ray. Dunbar is home in sixth. Dominic Baldy, great drive by the P plater there, the 24P. Dominic Baldy, who I think... That would be certainly the best result for a P-plater in a field this big this weekend. Brenchner came home in 8th, Fowler in 9th, Talby in 10th, Smith and Thompson round out the racing order in what was a very exciting final for the Dave Dunbar Holmes Clubman Heavy.
Steve Ingwersen, painter and decorator, providing painting and decorating advice and support since 1985. For prompt, reliable service, call Steve on 0409 306 147, a proud supporter of the Orange Cart Club. The Orange Cart Club would like to thank all their class sponsors: Cadets, BA Motorsport; Rookies, Bircher EFI. See the team at Bircher EFI for the best service in the Central West. Junior National Light and Heavy, Alltech Air Bathurst for all your air conditioning needs. Senior National Pro and Senior National Super Pro, A1 Towing Bathurst, we'll move anything anywhere. Tag Restricted Light and Heavy, Dave Dunbar Holmes Bathurst. Clubman Light, Heavy and Super Heavy, Dave Dunbar Holmes Bathurst. Tag 125 Light, Heavy and Super Heavy, Dixon Kart Sport for all your pre-loved karting needs. An open performance, Steve Ingwersen, painting and decorating Bathurst, for prompt, reliable service.
Horsemen provide a total waste management solution service, whether it be septic or grease trap waste removal, septic tank cleaning. They offer a full range of services in the Orange region. You can call Horsemen Septic, Grease Trap and Waste Removals on 0418 278 600. That's 0418 278 600. Proud sponsors of the Orange Cart Club. Horsemen, septic and grease trap waste removals.
Alright, here we go as we get set for the Senior National Pro. Brought to you A1 Towing. They'll get anything to anywhere for you. We thank them for their support. As we look, Senior National Pro, big field of carts here. Bradley Newman in the 10 cart has been the dominant performer throughout all the heat races and pre-final. Chris Preen has worked his way up in the 77 cart to start here in second position. Jeremy Lavelle in the 66. Watch for him to make a strong start. Mitchell Meredith on the outside of the second row in the 28 cart. David Dunbar, he'd been up in that top 2 and 3 all weekend, but he starts out of 5 after a disappointing run in the pre-final. Matthew Piper qualified, well, I don't think he even got a qualifying lap in. He started off 20th through all the heats and has got himself in the pre-final up to a 6th position starting spot. Grant Inwood in the 25, the 89 is Chris Thomas, Kieran Doran in the 17, Bree Gallen in the 71, Gary Cozzi in the 88, Angelucci in the 87. That's Steve and Angelucci in the 87. Jack Koenig in the 59. Courtney Becker in the 22. Mark Dunbar in the 56. Eric Angelucci in the 86. Terry Selwood in the 46. Terry Selwood has also been up in the top two or three throughout the day, but had a tough run in the pre-final. Ian Thornton in the 7. Brennan White. And the 27 is Michael Guetta. So as they bring the Newman Preen round the front of the field, they're in good formation, hoping for a start in this A1 Towing Senior National Pro Final. Don't want them to accelerate before the yellow line. Lavelle was into the back as there's more contact further down through the second and third rows. I think Meredith was involved in some getting bumped and beaten around. Two carts locked together and they won't make the chicane. That is the 59 of Koenig and the 86 of Eric Angelucci. So the leader is Bradley Newman in the 10 cart. It's Lavelli, as expected, from the inside of the second row, getting up into second position. Then it was Preen, who has got Dunbar behind him. Behind Dunbar is Meredith, then back to the 25 cart of Inwood. Oh, good dive up the inside that time from Piper. So Piper will move up to 7th place after he dropped at least one spot. In fact, I think Piper dropped 2 spots in the start of that race. On the outside in that bigger pack, it's always a tough job to get through turn 1 without too much trouble. We've seen that inside line dominate the racing here off the start, as Bradley Newman leads the way. Car number 10, he's been dominant in this A1 Towing Senior National Pro class all weekend, and he's extending his lead up to over a second now at the front of the field. Oh, Lavelle. Yeah, Lavelle off the circuit, coming out of turn number 2. Preen will inherit second place, and David Dunbar is now going to try and make the move on him into Windmill. So Preen up into second. He finished second in the pre-final. Preen sits there in the 77 card in second place. Third place Dunbar, then it's Meredith. Back behind Meredith, the 25 of Inwood. Then a gap before you get to Piper. Matthew Piper in that 95 cart. Behind him is Thomas, then Gowan, Doran, Cozzi, Thornton, Selwood up into 12th position after starting 20th. After starting 17th. Further back then to Becker, Dunbar, Gaeta, White, and this is the final runner in 16th place. So Courtney Becker in the 22, and the 46 of Terry Selwood. Watch out for those two, as Selwood has marked now on the 88 of Gary Cozzi. Courtney makes that pass as well. And Courtney Becker in that 22, just losing touch with Selwood for the moment. Selwood dives up the inside going into turn number 2, and Selwood is now past the 89 of Thomas. There's a cart stranded on the outside of turn 3. Can't quite pick up the number of that cart, but it's just far enough off of the track that obviously the officials are happy not to have the yellow flag out there. As Piper in fifth position now. So Piper making up some of the ground that he lost earlier on in the race. Now a net gain of one position from the start. Newman leads the way. Preen, Dunbar, Meredith, Piper, Inwood, Doran, Gowland, Thornton, Selwood, Thomas, Becker, Cozzy, Dunbar, Gaeta, and White is the order here as they've completed five laps. Leader heading across the track, across the start finish line to complete lap number six. Oh, problem now for Preen. So Preen heads straight into the pit lane. Looked like he drove it all the way in, but he drove it in very hot. That normally gets you into a bit of strife with the grid marshal or the in-grid team. But I'm not sure what caused the problem, but Preen out of the running as he throws his gloves into the seat. So Newman is your race leader from David Dunbar in the 81 car. Meredith in the 28 runs in third place now. Piper has got past Grant Inwood. So Piper on to the back now of third place runner in Mitchell Meredith. So Piper, who effectively started from the back of every heat race and then had to work his way forward through the just through hard driving in the heats and then in the pre-final to sixth. If he can get onto the podium in that Shane Piper race engines cart, I think he would be absolutely stoked. Newman is your race leader. Then it's Dunbar in second, Meredith Mitchell in third, Piper in fourth, Grant Inwood in the A1 towing cart running in fifth. Then it's Selwood, Becker, Thomas, Cozzy, Goethe, Mark Dunbar, Kieran Doran across the line in 12th position. No, in fact, Kieran Doran has fallen further back now. We've got more contact at Windmill. And that is the Doran and the Ian Thornton carts that have had the drama. So the 71 I saw go past Bree Gowan, and the 13th place cart is Brendan White. So Dunbar, Meredith second and third, Piper in fourth. As your leader, Bradley Newman is out to a 5.1 second lead as he heads through turn three now in cart number 10. Piper looking to make a move on Mitchell Meredith in the 28 card as they come out of the hairpin through the kink now and towards the windmill. The double left-handers and onto the A1 towing straight as they head towards the kink. In fact, it looked like Meredith has pulled away slightly from Piper, who's got Inwood back on his back bumper. Senior National Pro brought to you by A1 Towing in Bathurst. Junior clubmen should be on the dummy grid. Rookies should be on the grid. Clubman Light should be at the rear of the grid. And Senior National Pro should be making their way to the back of the grid. So as the leader, Newman heads down the A1 Towing straight to complete lap number 11, Dunbar through the right-hander in car number 8, now number 9, and Meredith, Piper, and Inwood, all separated by about 0.2 of a second. So we'll have an interesting battle, you feel, as now Piper looks up the inside of Meredith into turn two. He runs wide there, gets a wheel in the dirt. That's going to give Inwood a chance to close in. As they come out of turn three, Piper with the run now on Meredith. The battle for third is allowing Dunbar to get away in second place. Inwood right on the back bumper of Piper as well. So Piper just looks like he overcooked it going into Windmill that time. Piper is on a charge here in the 95 cart. The Piper Race engine's entry down the pit straight. Looking to set up on Meredith this time. Goes into turn two. Still not close enough to make that challenge. Inwood in fifth position. Also there. Inwood now and Piper. Well, they have a moment coming out of turn number three. And that gives Meredith some breathing room now. Piper and Inwood mixing it up here as they head into turn eight once again. Here comes Inwood up the inside on turn nine. They're side by side and Inwood will take the spot. So Inwood up to fourth. Piper looks like as Inwood was beside him, he'd conceded the spot. He wasn't happy that Inwood had almost taken off his front nose cone there coming out of the turn. Just signalling that, oh, I'd conceded, and then he came across harder on me. And I think that was pretty much the summation of his feelings there. 14 laps will be completed this time by as Bradley Newman at the front of the field, who has dominated this weekend. Newman in the 10 cart receives the white flag. Then it's Dunbar back there in second. Third place is Mitchell Meredith. Then it's Grant Inwood, Matthew Piper, Terry Selwood, who started out of 16th position, along with Courtney Becker, who was back down that far as well, in 6th and 7th place. So they've had good, strong runs. Gary Cozzi, Michael Gaeta, then it's Dunbar, Bree Gallen, and Chris Thomas, with, I think, Brendan White still out there in that 21 car. But the checkered flag is at the ready. And your race leader, Bradley Newman, will come home and take a great win in the A1 Towing Senior National Pro Final. Second place to Dave Dunbar, third place to Mitchell Meredith. At the line, fourth place, Grant Inwood, Matthew Piper in fifth, Selwood, then Becker, Cozzi, Guetta, Dunbar, Gallen, Thomas, and White round out the running order in the A1 Towing Senior National Pro Final. The rookie, Junior Clubman is up next. Junior Clubman up next. Then it'll be the rookies. Clubman Light should be at the back of the dummy grid and Senior National Super Pro should be at the, well, also heading to the rear of the dummy grid.
The Orange Kart Club would like to thank all their class sponsors. Cadets, BA Motorsport. Rookies, Bircher EFI. See the team at Bircher EFI for the best service in the Central West. Junior National Light and Heavy. Alltech Air Bathurst for all your air conditioning needs. Senior National Pro and Senior National Super Pro, A1 Towing Bathurst. We'll move anything, anywhere. Tag Restricted Light and Heavy, Dave Dunbar Homes Bathurst. Clubman Light, Heavy and Super Heavy, Dave Dunbar Homes, Bathurst. Tag 125 Light, Heavy and Super Heavy, Dixon Kart Sport for all your pre-loved karting needs. And Open Performance, Steve Ingwersen Painting and Decorating Bathurst for prompt, reliable service. Steve Ingwersen, painter and decorator, providing painting and decorating advice and support since 1985. For prompt, reliable service, call Steve on 0409 306 147, a proud supporter of the Orange Kart Club.
For the past 29 years, Scott Camry Welding and Fabrications have been working for businesses in and around Orange, doing everything from small welding jobs to manufacturing vacuum tanks, water carts, machinery parts and more. They also have a hire service offering bobcat and trucks with a hoe, rock hammer and borer trencher.
The business uses electronic CNC, lathes, mills, and profile cutting for sheet metal. As well as their metalworking, they also do concreting with footings, slabs, plate rolling, and sandblasting. Call them on 6361 9666 or visit their factory at 6 Leeward Drive, Orange. You name it, and the team of 25 staff will almost certainly be able to do it for you.
All right, as we get set now for the Junior Clubman, brought to you by Dave Dunbar Homes. Junior Clubman getting set for a start here, not mucking around, which is good to see. It will be very even off the start. Junior Clubman, final about to get underway. Harry Herrick in the 26, started from the pole. Geordie Marcon on the outside of the front row, fights hard into turn number one, but holds on to that position for the moment. Nicholas Becker in the 22 sits in third. Schofield is in the yellow cart with the yellow driving suit. That is the 19 cart running in fourth, but is under all sorts of pressure as Alex Waters tries to make the move on him. I don't think it was Waters that got past, though. In fact, I think it was, well, just my lapse count. Waters, I think it was Wishkiss. No, in fact, Wishkiss has fallen back to the back of the field, so is Glenn Ormerod. Ormerod up into fourth position. So Hayek Becker in second has got past Marcon. Marcon, oh, closing up into the back of Becker that time as they come off into turn number three, through the kink and into the windmill. Plenty of contact in the early going of this Clubman final, Junior Clubman final, brought to you by Dave Dunbar Holmes. It is Hayek leading the way in the Cosmic Cart, sponsored by Lang and Simmons. Becker in the 22, back in third position. That's the Galston Service Centre entry. Geordie Marcon in the MG Engines now up into second position. Marcon, the Queenslander, up into second and now trying to run down the 26 of Hayek. So the 41 of Geordie Marcon in second position. 22, Nicholas Becker. Then it's Glenn Ormerod, who's now trying to put the pressure on the arrow cart of Nicholas Becker. The Schofield back behind Waters. Then it's Wishkiss. Wishkiss in the 83 at the tail end of the field in that F race, in that budget petrols entry. So as the leader heads down that A1 towing straight, Junior National, Junior Clubman, sorry, Junior Clubman brought to you by Dunbar Homes. So the black and white diagonal going out to the 41 of Geordie Marcon. Geordie Marcon in that 41 cart with Nicholas Becker behind him. Becker being caught now by Glenn Ormerod in the 47. So Ormerod having a solid run here in the final. Ormerod heads into the kink, now into turn number 8 and 9, up onto the front straight. Becker looks over his shoulder. The 47 of Glenn Ormerod. Schofield is back there in the 19, Waters in the 61, and Wishkiss in the 83. Your race leader, there's no doubt about him, Harry Hayek, 1.8 seconds out in front of the field. Marcon sits in second position. He's getting away from Becker in third, who's got Ormerod right on his back bumper. And then you go back to Schofield in the PCR cart, Schofield, in that data OH&F services. Number 19, running in fifth. Waters is in the AEP group. Cart number 61, Wishkiss in the budget petrol entry. But Hayek in the Lang & Simmons real estate cart leading the way at the moment. Marcon in the MG entry, in the MG engines entry, sits in second place. Becker, the Golston Service Centre Cosmic cart, number 22. And then Omerod in the Karting World entry sits back there in fourth for the moment. So whilst Hayek, who won the pre-final, in Heat 1, he finished down in 6th position. Hayek in Heat 2 then moved up to 2nd. And in Heat number 3 was 2nd again. It was the pre-final that Hayek made the move and got to that pole position, which was critical for a strong start. And Hayek is making every post a winner on his way as he completes lap number 7 of this final here in the Yamaha South Pacific titles for Junior Clubman, brought to you by Dave Dunbar Holmes. Marcon out in second, pulling away now from the 22 of Becker. Then it's back to Omerod. Schofield and Waters are having a good battle now. That's the 19 and 61 card heading into the hairpin at the bottom of the circuit. Omerod in fourth, just falling off the back of Nicholas Becker in the 22 now. Looks like Schofield has withstood the charge from Waters. Waters from Lithgow. Schofield in the 19 from Newcastle. Wollongong's Glen Omerod is the 47 cart running in fourth, who bogged down again quite badly coming out of turn three and has lost more ground to Lithgow's Nicholas Becker. Queensland driver Geordie Marcon sits in second, whilst it's the Eastern Creek based North Shore Kart Club member of Harry Hayek who is your race leader. So Alex Waters just looking down at something on the engine that time. He looked down to see something. Race leader is Hayek, but Morgan is really closing in on him. Marcon in the 41. Closing in now, the gap was just under a second on that last lap. I expect it to be closer this time by. As Hayek, the blue number plate signifying a state championship. Marcon, well in fact that gap has opened up slightly. So Hayek, Morcon, Marcon, sorry, in Becker, then Omerod, Schofield, Waters and Wishkiss. As the leader heads down that A1 towing straight into the final set of turns to complete lap number 11. Hayek, 1.1 second gap last time, 1.2 second gap this time. Hayek, a 40.552. So Marcon doesn't have any answers for Hayek at the moment. As the sun shining on the track, much better weather than was forecast today here at Orange, and I think everyone's appreciating that. Hayek, Marcon, Becker, Omerod, Schofield, Waters, Wishkiss, the running order. There's lap number 12 about to be completed. Schofield now has got Waters back on his back bumper again, trying to get that fifth position. Morcon looks to the Waters looks to the inside. Schofield and Waters side by side. Waters jumps to the outside to try and cross over, find himself some room, but he lost too much ground there. 13 laps completed this time by. I'm showing that this will be the completion of the 13th lap. Hayek, your race leader. Marcon, second place in car 41. The 22 is Nicholas Becker. The 47 is Omerod. The 19 of Schofield has got Waters right on his back bumper once again. And Wishkiss rounds out the running order. Hayek across through. All right. So we're just getting informed this will be the checkered flag lap. So Hayek in the 26 to receive the checkered flag, and Hayek in the Langan Simmons Real Estate Cosmic Car takes the win from the MG Engines Monaco of Geordie Marcon. The Gulston Service Centre 22 of Nicholas Becker comes home in third. And it's the Karting World 47 of Glenn Omerod ahead of the Data OH&S Services cart of Damien Schofield. Then it's Alex Waters in the APE Group cart with Anthony Wishkiss in the Budget Petrols cart, rounding out the field. Junior Clubman brought to you by David Dunbar. I do need to mention that there will be a presentation to all the junior clubmans straight about 15 minutes after the racing is concluded. So junior clubmen, particularly the guardians, just be aware there will be a presentation about 15 minutes after the racing has concluded for all the for the junior clubman class. We hope you're enjoying the day here at the Orange Kart Circuit. Up next will be the rookies. Clubman Light should be on the grid. Senior National Super Pro should be at the back of the dummy grid, and Junior National Heavy should also be making your way up to the grid.
The South Pacific titles are proudly brought to you by Yamaha. Engines have introduced a generation of Australian drivers to the joy of kart racing and propelled some of Australia's greatest champions through the formative stages of their careers and onto greater success. Yamaha power plants have a reputation for reliability and affordability that other manufacturers dream of emulating due to their tough construction, ease of tuning and maintenance, and economical teardown intervals. Yamaha, proud sponsors of the Orange Kart Club.
A1 Towing is Bathurst's largest towing and specialised transport service. A family-owned business that takes pride in everything they do. All drivers are certified by the Tow Truck Licensing Committee and are experienced professionals. They offer fast, reliable and damage-free towing and transport for all of your vehicles and equipment needs. And all work is fully insured. It doesn't matter if it's a special heavy load project you need handled or an urgent breakdown pickup. Their team has the experience and the equipment to get the job done. Call them on 0439 529 944. A1 Towing Bathurst, proud sponsors of the Orange Kart Club.
Alltech Air, based in Bathurst. They provide air conditioning and heating installation with service and sales of ducted refrigeration systems, ducted reverse cycle systems, split refrigeration systems and split systems. Offering Mitsubishi Electric sales and service, you can call them on 6332 1494. Be comfortable even in the coldest climate. Alltech Air, a proud supporter of the Orange Kart Club.
As we get set for the rookies, brought to you by Bircher EFI. It'll be Cody Brzezinski on the pole, Thomas Sargent on the outside of the front row, the 18 of Brzezinski in the Kart 1 Top Gun Racing entry, the 47 is Thomas Sargent, the 2 is Reese Cohen, 57 is Brody Whitmore, 13 is Lance Toole, Tane Schofield in the 10, Blake Fardell in the 11, Charles McLansborough in the 76, then it's Chloe Cozzi in the 9, Darcy Inwood in the 25, Lachlan Hall in the 8, Jackson White in the 33, Nicholas Myers in the 41. The 22 is Sasha Cohen. Watch for the 6 coming out of position 15 of Cody Bircher. And the 65P is Hannah Talaby. So the 6 car will be on a mission. He's been up the front. Cody Bircher all weekend. Had trouble in the pre-final earlier today. And now needs to make up as many positions as he can. They're in good formation. Barinski and Sargent on the front row. Barinski gets the run. Cohen goes with him now. Sargent's going to be caught on the outside here, going into the chicane. He falls into third position as Barinski and Cohen lead the way. Rhys Cohen in second position. Then it's back to Sargent. Work back there to Brody Whitmore. Schofield is the next car by. Schofield in fifth position. As the leader, Cody Barinski makes his way down into the kink and through the final turns, 8 and 9 for the first time. Barinski is your race leader. Cohen, Sargent, almost with wheels on the grass, heading up the start finish straight that time. Whitmore, Bircher, what a run from Bircher. He's already up into about sixth position as he got past, I think it was Tool and Fardell, going into turn one on lap number two. He's shown at the start finish line as being in eighth place. So Cody Bircher, as the cart runs wide down there out of turn number three, and that, well, looks to be like the 25 cart of Darcy Inwood. Barinski, Cohen has been passed now by Sargent and also by Whitmore, getting past him going into the final turns there. Barinski, Sargent, now it's Whitmore, Rhys Cohen, Schofield's the next car through, then it's back to Fardell, Bircher, Tool, Darcy Inwood, then it's McLansborough, Cozzy, Hall, Meister, Cohen, White, and Hannah Talby. So, as leaders head into the windmill, officials have asked me to inform you that no cars are allowed into the pits until the end of racing today. No carts are allowed in the pits until the end of racing today. Please remove your cars if they're in the pits at this point in time. Leader heads down the pit straight as Whitmore makes the move up the inside of Sargent into the chicane. So Sargent now shuffled back to third as Brody Whitmore has the run here through turn three. Whitmore now looking to make his move forward to try and close up the half-second gap between himself and Cody Barinski, who is your race leader in cart number 18. The Bircher EFI Rookies final here at the South Pacific titles, brought to you by Yamaha. Bircher across the start-finish line. How's his forward progress progressing? He's in sixth position. He's past Fardell now and trying to close up on Tane Schofield in the 10 cart. So Bircher now is just outside the top five and closing in on this group of carts at the front of the field. They all seem to be about a 2 cart, 3 cart length gap between the first six, and with Bircher closing in on them, it'll be interesting to see how he can pursue up through in the, it's two-thirds of the race that is left to go. Completing lap number five, it's Cody Brzezinski, Whitmore, Sargent, Schofield getting past Cohen now. Then it's back to Bircher. Fardell was the next cart through. It looks like Whitmore has found some pace here for the final because Whitmore is closed in on the back of Cody Brzezinski. And Brzezinski now will have a lot of work to do. I mentioned in the pre-final, Brzezinski with the blue number plate signifying a state championship. He won that at Lithgow at the beginning of October. when he had an amazing finish. A last corner pass with carts three wide across the start-finish line to pick up the victory on that day. And right now it looks like it's going to be as close a finish here as Whitmore makes a lunge going into the chicane. Brzezinski is able to hold on to that position. Now the blue flag is out as Tailby is about to go a lap down. A big gaggle of carts at the front of the field and the blue flag to signal to Tailby to hold her position. Let the leaders through. She does a good job of keeping out the way through Windmill where there's not too many other lines you can take. She holds the line there and lets the entire group of six carts at the front of the field through. So Hannah Tailby now one lap down as Brzezinski, Whitmore and Sargent just break away slightly from Schofield, Cohen and Bircher. But Bircher about to make the pass on Cohen. I think he has already. So Bircher, I think, is through and up into fifth position as Whitmore has made the move on Brzezinski and so has Sargent. So Brzezinski now down two spots. Brzezinski on the back of Sargent as they go along the A1 towing straight. Whitmore, Sargent, Brzezinski. Well, could we see a grandstand finish like we saw in the Clubman Heavy? As Whitmore is your race leader in cart number 57. Sargent in the 47, the 18 is Brzezinski. So Whitmore, the Esprit Tillet race seats cart in the lead for the moment. The Tegra Arrow of Thomas Sargent is in second position. Then it's back to the cart one, Top Gun Racing top cart of Brzezinski. Further back then to the 10 card of Tane Schofield. That's the data OHNF services card. And then this gap back to Cody Bircher, who still has on his back bumper Reese Cohen. So as the leaders down through turn two, here comes Brzezinski up the inside of Sargent. And Brzezinski takes the spot. Can Sargent respond here? They both get off turn three in a similar manner. So Whitmore, a cart length. Brzezinski, a cart length. Sargent. Now Tane Schofield. Then the gap back to Cody Bircher, just on a second and a half in the Bircher EFI cart. Behind him, Reese Cohen in the DMC security cart runs in sixth position. Brzezinski looks to the inside of Whitmore, going into the chicane. Brzezinski now tries again to go on the inside, heading into turn two, but Whitmore has him covered. Heavily breaking into the turn number three. Brzezinski gets a great run out of the hairpin. Brzezinski beside Whitmore, going into Windmill, and Brzezinski has got the lead back. Whitmore back there in second. Now, can Sargent make the move on Whitmore here as they go through the kink? The final turns 8 and 9 and on to the straight to complete lap number 11. Sargent, Schofield right back into that battle now as Whitmore looks to the inside of Brzezinski into the chicane. Here comes Sargent onto the back of Brzezinski now as Sargent finds... Oh, yellow flag's out. Going down into turn two, so yellow flag being waved down there. Everyone held their position. So there was no change after that flag point in turn two. But it has given the drivers time to take their breath. So not sure who's off the circuit down there. As Whitmore leads the way, 12 laps completed. Brzezinski, Sargent, the top three, kicking away again from Schofield. Bircher is closing on Schofield. The yellows are still out. So interesting, the yellow was being waved there. Whitmore slowed down. Sargent and Brzezinski Both have got cast. Well, the officials will be looking at that. As laps counting down here, Brzezinski, Sargent, now the 65 of Tail B. Sargent gets through with Brzezinski and it opens the door now for Whitmore. Whitmore up the inside of Sargent. No, has to fall back in line. Bircher, Sargent looks to the inside of Brzezinski, going into the chicane, and Sargent takes the lead. So Sargent, Brzezinski, Whitmore, Schofield is fourth, and now Bircher is ranging up into the battle as they go into turn three once again. Four carts, all nose to tail, and the sixth cart of Bircher is right in on the... So the 47 of Thomas Sargent, your race leader here, as the white flag is at the ready. Sargent leads here as the white flag is out. Brzezinski looks over his shoulder, sees Whitmore and Schofield behind him now. And what can Bircher do from fifth position? Then nose to tail through the chicane. Brzezinski tries to go up the inside of Sargent. Whitmore is trying to withstand the pressure from Schofield, as now Bircher is on the back bumper. Sargent through turn three. Brzezinski works on the outside. He's going to look to make a move into Windmill. And Sargent cuts the left-hander, gets airborne through the kitty litter, and comes out still in the lead. Brzezinski back there in second. Schofield now into third. As the checkered flag waves, Sargent takes the victory. Brzezinski back there in second. Schofield in third. What a finish to that race. Whitmore is fourth, Bircher is fifth, Cohen is sixth, then Inwood in the 25, Toole in the 13, Fardell, then it's Hall, the next cart through, with McLansborough, Cozzy, Myers goes back in 13th position, with White in 14th, and Hannah Tailby one lap down in 15th position. Well, what an exciting conclusion to the Bircher EFI rookies here at the Yamaha South Pacific titles. Up next will be Clubman Light. Senior National Super Pro should be on the grid, and Junior National Heavy should be on the rear of the grid. Just a reminder for Junior Clubmen, they're asked to meet at the clubhouse here 15 minutes after the racing's finished for your Junior Clubman presentations.
They can't.
They can.
They
can. Look, we're not arguing again. Bircher EFI can do quotes over the phone. Why don't you ring them yourself?
Is it true that you can do over the phone quotes?
We sure can. We can also service your car without voiding the warranty.
You can't.
We can. It's done just like the dealer does it, but without the price tag. No catches, no shortcuts, just genuine, safe and reliable servicing. I'll give you a quote now, or visit us at Bircher EFI, Kanar Street, Orange.
Your local Orange Coats Hire branch will provide you the best equipment hire service in Orange. They've got everything covered, be it tools for a DIY job, gear for on the worksite in Orange, or specialty equipment for mining and infrastructure projects across Orange and regional New South Wales. Call into their 41 Peasley Street site to see their entire range. They are open 5.5 days a week and are proud sponsors of the Orange Cart Club.
Coles Orange is on the corner of Anson's and Bing Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Coles Orange is part of 741 stores nationally, and they stock all your favourite brands along with the quality of their own Coles private label products. For all your grocery needs, call into Coles today. Coles Orange, proudly supporting the Orange Cart Club.
All right, we're going to have another lap here for this Clubman Light final to form up. It'll be Dylan Shepherd on the pole in the 43 cut. The 96 is Michael Riley. The 54 is Mitchell Croke. The 86, James O'Malley. And the 6, Matthew Woodward. It'd be interesting to see if Woodward has got his problem sorted out. As we look for a start this time by Shepherd in the one-stop cart shop entry, Riley in the OMR race entries, O'Malley in the Tumut Toyota. Looking good for a start this time by. No, the Canes went in the air there. It could be a start, yes. Racing, and Shepherd gets the jump. Quote goes up past Riley as they head down into the chicane for the first time. Woodward's up past O'Mealy now. And the leader, Shepherd, opening up a handy buffer at the front of the field. Croke, Riley, working their way through the hairpin for the first time. Oh, Woodward just bogged down again, coming out of turn three as Croke goes shuffled back now as Riley gets that second position back. Croke back there in third. Then it's back to Woodward and the Tumut Toyota. Cart number 86 of James O'Malley falls to the back of the field. So Shepherd, who's dominated the racing right throughout this Dave Dunbar Holmes Clubman Light class all weekend, is working now at the front of the field and pulling out a handy buffer. He had a second after lap number one as Riley, Croke, we're battling it out for second position. Woodward now has got O'Malley looking to the inside of him along that A1 towing straight. They come through 8 and 9 and back onto the start finish straight. And it is the 43 of Shepherd out to a 1.3 second advantage. So Shepherd, Riley, Croke. Then it's Woodward and O'Malley. Just a reminder, officials have asked me to remind you that you cannot bring your cars into the pits until the conclusion of racing. Cars cannot come into the pits until the conclusion of a racing. If you have your car in the pits at the moment, please remove it immediately. So Shepherd leading the way. As he comes across the start-finish line, Shepherd, Riley, Croke, Woodward and O'Malley is the running order as, well, O'Malley makes the dive up the inside into turn number one and Woodward shuffled back to the end of the line. Woodward fighting back though, O'Malley goes deep into turn three and he'll hold that position now. So it's Orange's Dylan Shepherd leading the way from Dubbo's Michael Riley. Then it's Lithgow's Mitchell Croke. Woodward from Orange is behind the Wagga cart of O'Malley. Although, no, O'Malley has made the pass back. Woodward's made the pass back now, so it's a good battle there between the 6 and the 86 of Matthew Woodward and James O'Malley. They work their way through the hairpin once again, very even, as they come off turn three. They're through the kink now and head towards Windmill. The two left-handers, and onto the A1 towing straight. A1 towing in Bathurst, we thank them for their support of a number of classes this weekend. Also to Alltech Air in Bathurst. Alltech Air for all your air conditioning needs. Appreciate their support of the junior categories. Of course, the Bircher EFI, BA Motorsport, Dixon Kart Sports, all class sponsors this weekend. And let's not forget our major sponsor in Yamaha of this South Pacific titles. We hope you've enjoyed the racing here in Orange. I look forward to seeing you back again very soon. Dylan Shepherd has got this well under control at the front of the field. He's out to a 1.6 second lead. Riley sits back in second, who's got a almost second break ahead of Mitchell Croke. Croke is clear by 3 seconds on the only battle on the circuit at the moment, the Woodward and O'Malley battle. Woodward has the advantage, but O'Malley is not giving up. He's looking for some way he can force the mistake and get through on Matthew Woodward. So Shepherd, 7 laps completed at the front of the field. Dylan Shepherd in the DPE Kart Technology Arrow. As now O'Malley makes the pass. Woodward and O'Malley were side by side going down the pit straight that time. Into the chicane though, it was James O'Malley from Wagga in the Tumut Toyota Arrow Kart who was able to take that spot. Woodward back there in 5th position, working his way across the start finish line. Lap 8, leader is still Dylan Shepherd. He's out to a 2 second lead at the front of the field. Riley, Croke, O'Malley and Woodward the running order, and it looks like O'Malley has now been able to get a bit of a break on Matthew Woodward. So as the leader heads through the left-handers, Shepherd, Riley, Croke, O'Malley and Woodward, no one in contention at the moment to change positions. Riley and Croke still half a second. As they go into the hairpin, Shepherd, well, last lap was a 41.0, 40.85. The only others in the 40-second bracket is Riley and Croke. Croke, last lap was a 40.9 against Riley's 41.1. So that's why Croke is starting to catch Riley now. Dave Dunbar-Holmes, Common Light Final. Senior National Super Pro should be on the dummy grid, and Junior National Heavy should also be up there at the grid as well. Just a reminder to all the junior clubmen, there will be a presentation 15 minutes after the end of racing for the junior clubmen. As the race leader across the start finish line to complete lap number 11, Dylan Shepherd leading the way from the arrow of Mitchell Riley. Mitchell Croke running in third. Then it's back to O'Malley and Woodward. Don't forget you can check out all the timing and scoring from this weekend's racing online. In fact, if you have your iPad or mobile device, you can even be checking it out right now as it's being uploaded after each of the rounds. So you can see exactly what your times were on each and every lap. All available through the AKA website. So as the leader, Dylan Shepherd, heads down towards the hairpin once again. Long lap back straight. It's Shepherd now leading by 2.2 seconds. Croke is a further 1.2 seconds back on second place man, Michael Riley. As Dylan across the start finish line, Dylan Shepherd, Mitchell Riley, Mitchell Croke. So Croke now starting to fall back. The time's falling away here. Croke's last lap a 41.6. Riley a 41.3 and Shepherd a 41.2. So as the leader heads across the A1 towing straight into the kink in the final turns. Race leader under the white flag, Dylan Shepherd in that one stop card shop. Cart number 43. Riley, Croke, O'Malley and Woodward. Round out the running order. And it's been a dominating display from Dylan Shepherd here as he heads towards Windmill for the final time. The double lefts and onto the A1 towing straight. Dylan Shepherd. He got out to a 2.5 second lead. He's backing it off now as he comes through turn 9 and onto the start finish straight. Dylan Shepherd takes the win. Michael Riley from Dubbo home in second. Then it's Mitchell Croke from Lithgow third. O'Malley from Wagga in fourth. And Woodward from Orange rounds out the runners. So the Club and Light final brought to you by Dave Dunbar Homes. We thank them for their support. Up next is the A1 Towing Senior National Super Pro Final.
For 40 years, DPE Kart Technology has been
in the design, manufacture and distribution of karts and kart products. From the renowned Arrow range of karts, Monaco karts and over 50 well-respected karting brands from all around the globe. The Arrow Kart is the most successful kart in the country, and now you can drive the latest X3. Get on track with Arrow's incredible ready-to-race packages. These amazing value packages include a new Arrow chassis with a choice of either a Rotax 125 Max engine or the IAME X30. Both some of the most user-friendly high-performance 125cc water-cooled racing engines available. Packages also include tyres and other accessories to get you on the track. You can see the entire range of DPE Kart Technology products at their new website, www.dpekarttechnology.com. Dave Dunbar Homes is a family business which has been instantly recognisable for quality, service and value. They appreciate that for most, building a home is a dream, and they would love to have the opportunity to help make that a reality for you. Whether you are after a unique plan or have your own ideas in place, they are only too happy to meet with you and discuss what suits your exact needs. Dave Dunbar Homes are not only friendly and approachable, but are committed from the initial consultation through to completion. You can call Dave Dunbar Homes on 0418 454 260. Dave Dunbar Homes, proud sponsors of the Orange Kart Club. Dunlop's kart tyre range includes over 60 different tyre sizes, compounds and construction, covering all facets of the sport, from hard compound SL tyres through to the 5-inch CIK and 6-inch supercart slick and wet tyres. Dunlop Kart Sports stock the AKA Control SL1A and SL6 slick tyres alongside the KT6 SLW1 wets. They also offer a range of soft open competition tyres including homologated CIK, DES, DEM and DH slicks and the KT13 wet tyre. Check out the entire range at www.dunlopkartsport.com.au.
The Orange Kart Club wants me to remind you that they have a unique penalty if you leave your external starter behind. It's a case of beer to the club if you leave your starter behind at the end of the day. So remember to pick it up. Otherwise, if you leave behind, it's a case of beer to the Orange Kart Club to get it back. In good formation here for Senior National Super Pro, brought to you by A1 Towing in Bathurst. Stuart Elise is on the pole. Outside of the front row is Benjamin Churchland. As they're all lined up, green light, sails side by side. They're at a flying formation lap, down into the chicane for the first time. It's Elise, Churchland, one cart, spearing off the circuit, and backwards is the 71, I think it might be, of Lance Doran. So Doran off the circuit, and he's got a big job to do as they're side by side, heading to Windmill now. Elise and leads the way from Churchland. Behind Churchland's the 55 of Ogilvy. Then it's the 77 card of Lawson. Brent Dixon is back there in fourth, fifth place. He's got Tony Lawson up the inside of him, so Dixon shuffled back a spot. Curtis Dixon working his way up through the field. He now runs in about 10th position now after coming out of 12th off the start. So your race leader heads down the short chute towards the kink and onto Windmill. It's Stuart Elise from Benjamin Churchland, Ogilvy, Lawson, Middleton, Dixon. That's Brent Dixon, Noyan, Adam Riley, Feely, Curtis Dixon, Gross, Curran, and Doran round out the running order. So as the leader across the start-finish line, not getting away is Elise from that Steve K. Auto's arrow of Benjamin Churchland. Churchland into turn number two, Ogilvy right there with him. Then a cart off into the dirt. So that brings Stacks on the Mill into turn number three now. Cart's wide, ducking and diving for position. Curtis Dixon waving at someone there as he went past them. As your leader is Stuart Elise. Churchland in second, Ogilvy in third. Then it's back to Middleton, who's up ahead of Lawson. Well, he's well ahead of Lawson, because Lawson has fallen well back in the standings. He was first the 77 cart, and Lawson comes across the line in about 10th position. So he drops 6 positions there. He gets one back now as he goes past Brent Dixon into 9th place. So with the shenanigans going on behind, the top three have pulled away quite nicely. Elise, Churchland and Ogilvy is your running order. Ogilvy closing in on Churchland now as a race leader. Elise, Churchland following Ogilvy there. The number two card is Middleton. Now it's Brent Dixon up the inside of Lawson for ninth place, and he makes the pass. So whilst your front runner, Stuart Elise, who was the fastest qualifier in Saturday morning, he won heat one to Churchland, he won heat two to Churchland, and then yesterday in heat three, it was Elise ahead of Noyan. Churchland was in third. It was Elise and Churchland in the pre-final as they run now with Ogilvy in third position in that 55 cart. Then back to Middleton in the 2, followed by Noyan in the 18, Dixon in the 63, Feely, Riley, Dixon, that's Brent, then Lawson, Curran, Gross, and Doran still trailing the field after that spin, heading down into the chicane on lap number 1. So 5 laps down, 1/3 of the race completed, as Curtis Dixon now has got Chris Feely coming back at him, and Feely, I think, has taken the spot going into Windmill. So Noyan ahead of Dixon, Phelan still behind Curtis Dixon, but right behind Curtis Dixon in that 27 card is the 7 now of Adam Riley. So Adam Riley keeping the pressure on. Then you go back to Brent Dixon, further back to Tony Lawson, Curran and Gross. Leader well out in front by 1.4 seconds. His fastest lap of the race was a 46.488. Elise's last lap a 46.738. And the only other carts that are running at that pace currently is Churchland and Ogilvy, your top three. As the leader completes lap number 7, the battle going on is the Noyan Curtis Dixon battle back there. It's the battle for fifth position. As Noyan in the 18 cart, Curtis Dixon in the 63. Dixon just sits behind him going through turn three. Takes it slightly tighter line in the hairpin, and that's lost him quite a amount of track position. Rookies number 47 and 18. Rookies number 47 and 18. Could you please come to the stewards' room with your guardians? Rookies number 47 and 18. Could you please come to the stewards' room with your guardians? Side by side racing down the pit straight here. It's three wide going into the chicane. And it's Brent Dixon who gets the spots. So Dixon gets past Curran and Lawson as they were mixing it up going down the pit straight that time. And around goes Lawson. So Lawson loops around going into the hairpin. Not sure if there was any contact involved, but certainly the three carts were mixing it up quite a bit. And in fact, it's not the Lawson cart, so it must be the three cart of Curran. So it was the three cart of Philip Curran that's off. The Coffs Harbour driver, he's had a tough day today, and he now has his cart cleared from the circuit. Yellow flag still out down there in turn two. And as the leader is Stuart Elise out to a 1.4 second lead, heads towards the windmill once again. Churchland, Ogilvy, Middleton, Noyan, Dixon, that's Curtis Dixon in the 63, Riley, Feely, Lawson, Tony Lawson. Then it's back to Brent Dixon, Clint Gross, and Lawrence Doran rounds out the running order. So leaders completing 10 laps as the race leader heads into turn two and down the back straight. Hard on the brakes as they work their way through the hairpin, and the gap still remains at 1.4 seconds. Ogilvy now 1.4 seconds back of Churchland. No one really battling for position. Ogilvy has a 1.8 second gap on Middleton, who has got Noyan and Curtis Dixon behind him. So as the leader clicks off lap number 11, looking to see what sort of lap times Noyan and Dixon did. That time a 46.7 for Noyan, a 46.8 for Dixon. Middleton a 46.8. So all running in and around that same speed. Behind them though, Riley and Feely are nose to tail now. Curtis Dixon makes the jump as it looks like a mistake from Ricky Noyan going out of the hairpin, and that gave Curtis Dixon the chance to jump. Further back behind them, the 7 of Riley and the 27 of Feely are mixing it up. At the moment, Riley holds that position of 7th place on the racetrack. Riley with Feely right behind him. Feely heads down into the chicane. Not close enough to challenge there. And I think Curtis Dixon has made the pass on Ricky Noyan. So Ricky Noyan now back into 6th position as Dixon will look to try and catch the 2 cart of Middleton. Riley still holding off the chat from Feely. Lawson and Brent Dixon back there in 9th and 10th, they're not actually competing for position at the moment. But as the laps wind down, it looks like Ogilvy could come under fire here in 3rd position. As Ogilvy is backing up Phil Middleton is closing in on him and closing in on Middleton, as I think it was a bit of a brake lock up there by Curtis Dixon. So four carts all starting to concertina back together as the leaders complete lap number 14. The white flag at the ready, and it is Ogilvy in some trouble here. Middleton has caught him now. White flag is out. We'll have an interesting run to the finish for third position as Middleton. What can he do? He sets up now for a run down the hill. Ogilvy just not showing the speed he had earlier in the race. He fights off the first charge from Middleton. Curtis Dixon closing in on that battle as well, as Noyan is back there to make it a four-car battle. Out of the S's, Ogilvy very slow. This is where Middleton goes around the outside. He'll set up for an inside move into the windmill. He makes the pass. Now can Dixon, yes, Dixon through the double left-handers, gets past Ogilvy. The checkered flag at the ready, and Stuart Elise will take the win. Churchland comes home in second. Battle for third is still on. Middleton and Dixon. Middleton holds on. Dixon there. Curtis Dixon in fourth place. Ogilvy in fifth. Noyan in sixth. Then it was Riley Feely. Lawson keeps Brent Dixon behind him as Clint Gross and Lawrence Doran will round out the running in the A1 Towing Bathurst Senior National Super Pro, part of this Yamaha South Pacific titles. We thank them for their support. Junior National Heavy will round out today's racing and this weekend's racing for Alltech Air in Bathurst. Junior National Heavy final coming up next.
Horsepoint provide a total waste management solution service, whether it be septic or grease trap waste removal, septic tank cleaning. They offer a full range of services in the Orange region. You can call Horseman's Septic, Grease Trap and Waste Removals on 0418 278 600. That's 0418 278 600. Proud sponsors of the Orange Kart Club. Horseman, Septic and Grease Trap Waste Removals. Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products. Situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, they are proud supporters of the Orange Car Club. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Make sure you call in and see them before you head home and fill up with all the essentials for the road trip. Norton's on the Highway, proud sponsors of the Orange Car Club.
The One Stop Kart Shop is a family-owned business based in Orange and is a proud supporter of the Orange Kart Club. They travel to many kart tracks in New South Wales, particularly in Western New South Wales, and can supply most parts for all karts trackside. Or visit Darren at their shop, located at 62 Peasley Street in Orange, next door to Batteries and Bits. Or call 0418 620 418. Also check out more details at www.onestopkartshop.com.au.
So to close up the meeting, it's the Alltech Air in Bathurst Junior National Heavy Final. And it's great to have Alltech Air's support. It'll be Harry Hayek on the pole. Nicholas Riley in the 88 on the outside of the front row. They go green. And Hayek leads the way into the chicane for the first time. Riley back there in second position. Raw, Keane, Venables and Dare. I think Dare's, yes. Oh, Venables has gone wide and maybe got a tire in the dirt. But Venables looks like he's off the circuit. Yes, and well, he has got back on there. So Alex Venables, he's had a tough weekend, the Griffith driver. And well, his cart was stranded down there in the pre-final, and now he's just, I think, trying to limp this one back to the pits. So as the leaders continue on through the back straight into turn number three, it's Burke, Hayek, Keane, Riley, the race order. Rook in the 17 cart, now passed by Hayek. Hayek in the 26, leading the way. That's the Langan Simmons cart, number 26, leading from the 17 of Nathan Rourke. So the Newcastle driver, well, Rourke trying to go to the inside there. Rourke was almost down on the white line as he was trying to make that move. Hayek on the lead, well, in the lead, was choosing his line. Rourke in second position. Then it's back to Riley, Keane and Dare. Riley through the windmill. Now Rourke has Riley up the inside and into the kink. It is Riley up into second position. So Hayek now in the 26 cart, leading the way from the 88 of Nicholas Riley. Jack Dare trying to, James Keane trying to make the move on Rourke as the leaders head into the hairpin once again. Jack Dare in the 11 trails the field in that Mollers Plumbing Services cart. Unfortunately, just not showing the pace he needs in this Junior Heavy final. Junior National Heavy brought to you by Alltech Air in Bathurst. For all your air conditioning needs, you can check out their website online for their full range of services. Across the start-finish line, Harry Hayek in the 26 leads by 0.6 of a second from Nicholas Riley. Rourke still in third. Keane, the orange driver in that Midwest multimedia entry, running in fourth place. Under heavy braking, Hayek has the advantage. Riley, Rourke and Keane, though, all nose to tail. There's nothing between them. They work through the windmill, the double left-handers, and then onto the A1 towing. Straight, and no one able to make a move on anyone else. They're really very evenly matched. Keane looks like he might be losing a bit of ground here as we complete five laps, one third of the race here in the final from Alltech Air. Junior National Heavy Final. Race leader through the hairpin. Hayek just looks like Riley, who's got away from Rourke slightly, is closing in on him. The gap a few laps ago was 0.6. Last lap it was 0.5. Now it's definitely closer than that. And Hayek will have a battle on his hands. Through turn 9 and onto the start-finish straight. Hayek leading the way. Riley from Dubbo in that OMR race engines cart. Looks to the inside of Hayek now. And he makes the pass. Good pass down into the chicane there. And O'Rourke wants to go with him. So Hayek lost momentum there, and it is a critical class when you're running the Yamaha J engine to have as much momentum as you can. You can't afford to wash off too much speed in this class. Otherwise, you see what happens. You fall from the front very quickly. So what can Riley do as the race leader now? His last lap was a 44.5. He's made the pass. How much time did that cost him? It was a 44.7. So not bad, a 44.7 to make a pass for the lead. Harry Hayek, 45.3. As they concertina are back together in the hairpin. So Hayek looking on the back bumper of the 88 card of Nicholas Riley. Riley doing well with the pressure being applied now. Hayek, Rourke, And Keane just falling away back there in fourth position. Fifth place is Jack Dare after Alex Venables pulled out at the end of lap number one. Technical issues affecting that card here on Sunday of the South Pacific titles. So as the wind picks up across the track, it's Riley down into the hairpin. Hayek gets wide coming off. Rourke tries to make a move on him, but it still remains in situ. Riley, Hayek, Rourke as the leader heads through the kink and into the final turns. 8 and 9. Riley kicking away here from Hayek. Rourke. You can see Hayek just give a signal there. Let's line up. We need to work together here to try and catch the leader, but Rourke's got other ideas. They're sideways out of the chicane. And Riley, well, he'll extend his lead. No, heavy braking that time into turn three. And Hayek closed up a lot of the ground that Riley had established there. He got out of the corner well as well, so didn't lose it all again on the exit. So what can Rourke do? Rourke was trying to keep his powder dry until he had a good run, but Hayek certainly did not want to give way going through that chicane, and they made it through side by side once again. We've seen some great driving here in the Yamaha South Pacific titles here at the Orange Kartway. And we hope you have enjoyed your weekend here. Just a reminder, if you've used an external starter this weekend, if you leave it behind, the club imposes a case of beer fine for looking after it for you until you realised you've lost it. So a case of beer fine if you leave your electronic starter behind here at the track this weekend. The leader is still Nicholas Riley in the OMR Race Engines Cart from Dubbo. It's Sydney's Harry Hayek in the Lang & Simmons Real Estate Cart running in second as they're nose to tail once again. We're on lap 12 of 15 as they head down the back straight. Nicholas Riley in through the S's. Hayek in the 26 cart runs in second. Rourke, what can he do? He's shown some good pace right throughout the weekend. The Newcastle driver running in third. And Keane from Orange in fourth. Dare from Wagga in fifth position. As they come onto the start finish straight to complete lap number 12. Riley continues to hold the advantage at the front of the field. Hayek's looking to set up. No, stays right in the wheel tracks. Rourke pushing hard, looking to also try and close down that gap. But at the moment, it stays nose to tail. Coming out of three, they work the short chute towards the kink and onto windmill. Into the hairpin, Riley pushing hard here, but Hayek is not letting him get away. The top three, nose to tail, as they complete lap 13. Two laps left to run as they cross the start-finish line. The gap between first and third, 0.5 of a second. Between first and second, 0.19, as Hayek looks to the inside, into the chicane. And Riley, he holds sway at the front of the field. Into the hairpin again. Riley, Hayek, Rourke, just about three cart lengths. He lost a lot of time out of the S's, out of the hairpin that time. Through the right, the left-handers and onto the A1 towing straight. And Riley has some breathing space, a cart length as they come through 8 and 9 and onto the start finish line. White flag is out. White flag is out for Nicholas Riley. Hayek stays behind him going through the chicane. Looks to the inside now into turn two. Riley keeps his line, keeps his nerve. Then nose to tail heading into turn number three. Rourke gets onto the back bumper. Hayek and Riley three wide. Rourke's going to work it around the outside as Hayek looks like he has the advantage now. Rourke stays in behind him as they go through Windmill for the final time. Hayek, Rourke and Riley shuffled back to third. Hayek protects the inside line, going down the A1, towing straight. Rourke looks to make a crossover coming off the turn, but Hayek looks to hang on. Rourke makes a lunge at the line. The gap at the line is 0.059 of a second. Harry Hayek holds on over Nathan Rourke. Nicholas Riley comes home in third. Keane is back there in fourth. And Jack Dare rounds out the runners here in fifth position. Well, thanks to all the great sponsors here at the South Pacific Titles for this year. And to all the competitors, we thank you for being part of this year's event. Particularly like to thank all the officials who have worked tirelessly over the past 2 days, and we will remind you to support those people who support karting in your local area. We appreciate the support they have given us right throughout the weekend, including BA Motorsport, Dixon Kartsport, Dave Dunbar Homes, Steve Ingwersen Painting and Decorators over at Bathurst. They're all tech air, of course, at Bathurst. And Dave Dunbar Holmes, to mention a few. Of course, the major sponsor, Yamaha, we thank them for their support, and also Dunlop for their ongoing support here. Plenty of more sponsors, One Stop Kart Shop, DPE Kart Technologies, and of course, Coles Horseman Waste Management, and Coates Hire. We thank them all. Norton's on the Highway. Make sure you check out Norton's on the Highway on the way home to fill up and grab a bite to eat. And also Jack's Tyres out there in Orange. They've all been great sponsors this weekend for the Orange Kart Club. So, just a reminder, in about 15 minutes' time, we'll have the Junior Clubman presentations down here at the house. And if you're travelling away, please have a safe trip home. We look forward to seeing you back here in Orange very soon.
Steve Ingwersen, painter and decorator, providing painting and decorating advice and support since 1985. For prompt, reliable service, call Steve on 0409 306 147, a proud supporter of the Orange Kart Club. Jack's Tyres Orange offers a variety of mechanical services such as brakes and suspension, as well as supplying and fitting the world's leading tyre brands, including Bridgestone, Continental, Dunlop, Goodyear, Michelin and Pirelli, and a wide range of top-line alloy and steel wheels. The store on Peasley Street provides the right tyres for your vehicle and services all those living in the Central West. Jack's Tyres Orange, proud sponsors of the Orange Kart Club.
The Orange Kart Club would like to thank their class sponsors. In the cadets, BA Motorsport. Rookies, Bircher EFI. See the team at Bircher EFI for the best service in the Central West. Junior National Light and Heavy, Altec Air Bathurst for all your air conditioning needs. Senior National Pro and Senior National Super Pro is brought to you by A1 Towing Bathurst. We'll move anything, anywhere. Clubman Light, Clubman Heavy and Clubman Super Heavy are sponsored by Dave Dunbar Homes in Bathurst, whilst Tag 125 Light, Heavy and Super Heavy are brought to you by Dixon Kartsport for all your pre-loved karting needs. Tag Restricted Light and Heavy is sponsored by Dave Dunbar Homes Bathurst. Open Performance is brought to you by Steve Ingwersen Bathurst, painting and decorating specialists for prompt, reliable service. We hope you support the people who support karting in your local area.